seems like sometimes it can be really hard to not get caught up in and dragged down by the problems that we are having in our lives. By the problems we are having in our lives and by the problems in the world. Like, for instance, maybe you've lost your job. It's really hard to not get caught up in that fear and in that thinking, oh my gosh, what if I never get another job? Or think, oh my gosh, what if I don't have enough money to pay my bills? Or what if I never get another job that really suits me or that I really like? Or perhaps if you've been diagnosed with an illness, it can sometimes be really hard to not run down that road and say, what if I never get well? Or what if I get sick and I can't work and therefore I'm not going to be able to pay the bills? Or whatever, we make up these stories and we run down that road. It can be really hard not to feel angry and helpless and hopeless when we listen to the news today and you hear about the latest transgression by some person who is in a position of power, or you hear about the latest rollback of some protection that we have in the world and in our environment that you deemed as progress, and to see that stuff reversed. I know that every single one of us, we want to live with a sense of knowing that we have influence in our own lives and that we have influence in the world. We want to live with a sense of mastery over our own lives. And we want to live with a sense of freedom and peace. Freedom to create the lives that we want to live in the way that is so fulfilling and brings joy to us. And underneath all of that, I think, really, is we really have this deep desire to deeply know that all is well, regardless of what's going on. What if you do have influence on this world and on your own life? What if all is well, even now? What if there is a hidden agenda that your soul has, and that there is a hidden agenda to life, and it is playing itself out? And not only is it playing itself out, but all of that stuff that tweaks you is a part of that hidden agenda of your soul unfolding itself. What if you have a soul purpose here on this planet? And life as it is the mechanism for you to unfold your own soul in this world. I know there's a part of us that wants everything to be easy. There's a part of us that wants everything to be smooth and for life to be cushy and for life to be easy and effortless. Well, I know that as we walk this spiritual path, life certainly becomes richer. And it certainly becomes sweeter. And it certainly becomes more deeply satisfying. But it doesn't really become effortless. And so we are doing a Magic of the Soul class right now. And one of the things in the reading this week speaks to that. And he says, as we recognize our connection to everyone and everything, isn't that part of what happens as we walk this spiritual path? As we recognize our connection to everyone and everything, we care more about everyone and everything. Our compassion flowers as we feel the pains of others who suffer in the world. Our sadness increases over senseless violence. We become angrier at injustice. We can't help but being more outraged at the lack of care given to our environment, to the earth, to the mother from which we have all been born. We cannot have more love without having more compassion. And as we let in more soul energy, the deepening of our emotional connection to the world is equaled by our ability to extend love and healing where we can make a difference. We become empowered by desire to manifest our soul purpose in the world. And as we recognize that all the conditions of the world are a part of the magical evolution of our planet, it's all a part of the magical evolution of our own lives and of the world around us. all of the conditions of our lives and all of the conditions of the world are a catalyst for us to bring our spirit forward. They are all a catalyst for us to wake up to the spiritual truth, individually and collectively. And so the title of my talk today is Hidden Agenda. And I'm talking about the hidden agenda of our own souls by being here on planet Earth. And I'm talking about that hidden agenda of life. As spiritual beings, part of our purpose for being here on this earth is to transform. Did we just come undone? You can hear me, yeah? Part of our purpose as spiritual beings here on planet Earth is to transform our individual lives, to transform this physical world, to make this physical world more accurately reflect the truth, spiritual truth, to make this physical world more accurately reflect reality with a capital R, or to more accurately reflect heaven. We're here to make heaven real on this earth here. And we do that when we bring our spirit into the world. We do that when we spiritualize this physical world. We do that when we awaken to the truth that our soul already knows, but that our personality part of ourselves does not know. And then when we live from that place of spirit, we do that when we identify with our soul and our own divine nature. That's how we transform our lives, and that's how we transform the world around us. And when we do those things, we come to the world differently. And because we come to the world differently, everything around us changes. But it happens from the inside out, and it happens from being connected to and in contact with and remembering our own spiritual nature. It's really funny because as spiritual beings, we are already whole and perfect. As spiritual beings, we are already peace-filled and harmonious all of the time because we are the very essence of peace. That's the core essence of who we are. So we're already peace and harmony. As spiritual beings, we are already abundant. We are already magnificent. We are already beautiful. We are already limitless. But at this moment in our lives, that certainly isn't always reflected in our lives. It isn't always reflected in our experience, even though that's the truth of who we are. It's not necessarily reflected in our lives or in our world all the time. Because for some reason, as we incarnate on this planet, we become identified with our ego. And we become identified with our personality. We become identified with our human self, and we somehow forget spirit. We somehow forget from whence we have come and what the ultimate reality is about who we are. We forget that we are divinity in form. We forget that we are spirit here expressing. We forget our own Christ nature when we come here for some reason. Instead, what happens is we identify with our bodies and we identify with our thinking and we identify with our feelings and we identify with our past experiences and with our wounds. And that is how we walk around in our days thinking that's who we are. We say things like, I am sick, or I am confused, or I am angry, or I am the victim of domestic violence or something that has happened in our past, when none of those things are who we are, but are saying, I am, we're claiming that's who we are. While all those things may be experiences that we are having in our lives, they are one small aspect of who we are. Just like you are not your kneecap or your wrist, it's a piece of who you are. In truth, we are incarnations of the divine. In truth, we are spiritual beings here having a human experience. In truth, we are here to unfold our own spiritual nature. And the more we remember that spiritual nature, the more we remember the very essence of who we are, the more likely we are to transform our own lives and the things around us. We transform our physical world through our spiritual awakening. And that might look like things like when you are experiencing lack in your life, in the midst of that lack, you remember that there is a principle of abundance. You remember that we live in an infinite universe that is filled with possibility and filled with potential. And you remember that in the midst of what doesn't look like that. You remember that wholeness and harmony are at the very core of your being and are everywhere present, even in the midst of experiencing an illness. You remember that love is ever present, that wholeness is the truth of who you are, and that beauty is the truth of who you are, even in the middle of going through a breakup. You remember the principle while you're experiencing less than that full principle. You remember that you are safe all the time because you are an eternal being. And as an eternal being, nothing can destroy you or harm you or dissolve you. You are an eternal being, safe all the time. And you know what? Your soul already knows that. And your soul wants your personality self to know that and to remember that and to live from there and to be anchored in that. Your soul wants you to own that truth. That's how we evolve our material life. And when we are anchored in that kind of knowing, knowing that principle never changes, knowing that life is eternal, knowing that love is everywhere present, knowing that wholeness is the nature of life, knowing that the infinite is all there really is, knowing that sets a new law in motion to create something new in your life. Then that is what manifests in our life instead of our fear projections that we get caught up in when things aren't going well. And so Jeff Kober has a blog called Transcending the Ego. He says, there is nothing that need be done to the ego. It is doing its job and will continue doing its job. It can be neither educated nor conquered. Rather, it can be accepted for what it is and then transcended. The question becomes, will I serve the ego or will I serve the higher self? Will I serve my animal nature or will I serve my spiritual nature? We ask that question and then we choose. Everything in our lives contains within it the opportunity to choose that. Who will you serve this day? Your fear or the place in you that knows, your spirit? And so in A Daily Dose of Sanity, Alan Cohen tells a story that is all about this talk. He says, on the island of Kauai, I love to visit a magical stream in a lush mountain valley. I usually enter the stream at a small eddy that forms a shallow pool. When I first stepped into this pool, I noticed some natural debris in the form of small sticks, leaves, and nutshells on the bottom, which I cleared away. Then I came to a few more twigs and branches and tossed them aside. Then a few more. As I reached below the surface to get rid of the debris, I discovered that the pool floor was made of debris. The layer of silt covering it was less than an inch thick. Everything below it was rubble. If I cleared all of it away, I would also clear away the pool's foundation. The debris of our life does not hamper us from being what we are. It makes us what we are. We tend to judge ourselves and our lives for the difficulties we have experienced, when it is the difficulties that build our character. Past painful relationships, financial issues, and moral dilemmas seem to be our enemies when we're going through them. But when we glean their lessons, they become our allies. That is why it's important to embrace challenges and bless them, for they have the power to move us to a new level of life. Manure is unpleasant to deal with, but in its proper place, such as a field with crops, it becomes the best fertilizer. One day, the wheat that grows in that field will be milled into flour and baked into warm, tasty bread that delights and nourishes us. The bread bears no resemblance to the manure that grew it. But the relationship is intrinsic. Do not grovel in the manure, for that breeds disease, but place it where it belongs, and it engenders health and life. The stuff of our lives and the stuff of the world is the thing that enables our spirits to come forward and make a difference in the world. In that book, Magic of the Soul, he says, the imperfections of physical existence give the soul its purpose. Think about it. If you weren't tweaked, you wouldn't have to dig deep in here to find your own peace and to find love and to find your own oneness and to find inclusion and all those things that the problems of the world are fanning like a flame so that they become bigger and brighter. I know listening to public radio yesterday, and they were talking about, it was a discussion about inequality for women and especially women of color, and they were saying there are more people today involved in politics than ever before. And think about your own involvement in the world of politics and decisions and things that are going on. It's the catalyst to wake up and to bring something greater into the world, which comes from our spirit. So it's not about getting rid of the things that are uncomfortable in your life. It's about using them as an avenue for spiritual awakening. It is about using them as a way for you to bring your spirit forward in the world. It is a way of you participating in your own human evolution. Your spirit doesn't need to evolve. It's all that already. It's the part of your human self that has forgotten to evolve that. And as we evolve that, we evolve everything around us because we come to the world differently. Because then we think differently and we see differently and we act differently and we speak differently. Everything around us can't help but be different when we are different like that. And so I have a tool for you because I love to give you a tool to take home always. When you feel uncomfortable about something that is happening in the world or something that is happening in your own life, ask yourself the question, what is the worst thing that could happen? Ask yourself, what is the worst thing that could happen? And let yourself come up with an answer because that gives your voice an ego. Because your ego's not going to go away. But if you give it a voice, it's going to quit trying to run the show. And then you ask yourself, after you get that answer, what is the truth here? And so what is the worst thing that could happen? I could never get another job. And then you stop and you get quiet and you ask yourself within, what is the truth here? The truth is this is an abundant universe. The truth is this universe is filled with potential and possibility. You already know that, but you have to give yourself space to hear that. What is the worst thing that could happen here as you go through that breakup? I could never love again. I could never be loved again. And then you stop and you ask yourself the truth. What is the truth here? The truth is I am love. And the truth is I can love everywhere that I go. And the truth is, as I love is reflected back to me. And the truth is, as I am filled up. That's what feels so good about loving someone. We experience our own love. It's not their love. We experience our love that fills us up. But the ego doesn't have those answers. So you say, what's the worst thing that could happen? Let your ego speak, and then ask yourself, your soul, what is the truth here? And as you move through your life, disidentify with the problems. That's not who you are. Disidentify with the experience. Even though you're experiencing an illness, tell yourself, this is not who I am. This is one little aspect of my life. I am more than this. And when you get angry and when you get afraid, listen to your soul. Look through the eyes of your soul and ask your soul, what is it that I need to know here? I am safe. All is well. Life is good. God is right where I am. That's how you evolve your soul. That's how you evolve this life. That's how you change what isn't working in your life. Instead of projecting those fears, like I said, that becomes the new cause in your experience. Then you'll be living on purpose, on your soul's purpose. Then you'll be evolving your own life. You'll be thinking differently and seeing differently and acting differently. Everything around you has to change then, because your life is a reflection of your consciousness. And then you will be experiencing your own spiritual magnificence. And so blessings to each and every single one of you as you awaken to your own divine nature and as you bring that into this world. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in a prayer. And so I just simply turn my attention to the truth right now. The truth with a capital T. The truth that there is only one presence and one power and one life and one beingness in this universe, and that is God. By whatever name we call it, the infinite or creative intelligence or the absolute or life or love or God or the Christ nature or Buddha nature, whatever we call it, that is right here where we are. Closer than our breathing, nearer than our hands and our feet, and bigger than our kneecap or our wrist or any problem in this world is that presence. That is the presence that we live and move and have our beingness within. And so I recognize and know today that we walk in that presence in everything that we do. And that that presence goes before us and opens the way and makes it plain and smooth and easy and beautiful. And that today we are answering the call of our own souls, of our own spirit, to be the change that we wish to see. To bring that light and that love and the good into this world. For we are conduits for that one to express itself. And today we are clear expressions for that, clear channels for that one. And so we shine our light everywhere we go, and we bring our love and share our love everywhere we go. We stand in the truth of our own wholeness, of our own spiritual magnificence, and transform our relationships and our homes and our places of work as we share ourselves as a blessing to this world. How good it is to be aware of this and how good it is to participate in this. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude for this life and for this awareness and for this opportunity that I give thanks. And so I release this prayer into that perfect creative womb of the universe, knowing that it is already unfolding because this is the nature of life. And so I let this go in gratitude and in faith, and I simply say, and so it is.